AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Aaron Rodgers finally played a full game for the Jets, but otherwise it was the same old Jets as they opened the Monday night football season against the 49ers. Here's Ryan Leong with the story of the long-anticipated matchup.
The 49ers ended week one of the NFL season beating the Jets 32-19 on Monday night football. Christian McCaffrey was unable to play due to a calf and Achilles injury. His backup Jordan Mason rushed for 147 yards on 28 carries, including a 5-yard scoring run. This is 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk.
We knew if he had an opportunity that he could do something special, but it is cool for him to get that on Monday Night Football because, you know, he's still a young player, and I think it's really cool for guys like him to get that recognition and for people to see it, so I'm really happy for him.
Brock Purdy was 19 of 29 for 231 yards passing. For the Jets, Aaron Rodgers played in his first game since he tore his Achilles in the season opener last year. Rodgers was 13 of 21 for 167 yards and threw a 36-yard touchdown pass to Alan Lazard.
I can play better. Yeah, no, I mean, I missed a couple throws. I missed the one to Garrett there the last drive I was in. The pick, I missed just slightly inside on that one. I felt overall I was getting the ball out pretty good. But, I had some opportunities, but I'd like back.
While Rodgers returned from last year's season-ending injury in week one of this year's NFL season had its own share of injuries. Here's Gethin Kulbon, who'll get to play another day this season and who likely won't.
Bills coach Sean McDermott says quarterback Josh Allen is cleared to play at Miami on Thursday, a day after hurting his non-throwing left hand. Allen was hurt with just under 9 minutes left in Buffalo's 34-28 win over the Cardinals on Sunday when he appeared to land on his left hand while scoring on a 6-yard touchdown. Meanwhile, a source tells the AP that Panthers Pro Bowl defensive end Derek Brown will need surgery on his knee and could miss the remainder of the season. Brown injured his meniscus in the Panthers' 47-10 loss to the Saints.
College football. Texas moved up to second in the latest AP rankings after its dominant win at defending national champ Michigan. Georgia remains number one, with Ohio State taking a step back to three. Four SEC schools follow at 4-7, Alabama, Ole Miss, Missouri, and Tennessee. Northern Illinois, fresh off its big upset at Notre Dame, joined the list at 25. Up next, the day on the diamond. Baseball, the American League East is the tightest race with 3 weeks left in the regular season. The Yankees started the day a half game ahead of the Orioles and ended it a game and a half up on Baltimore after flushing the Royals. Here's Mike Moriarty from Yankee Stadium.
The Yankees extended their division lead over Baltimore to a game and a half as New York came from behind to beat the Royals 10-4. Rookie Austin Wells smacked a seventh-inning three-run homer to provide the go-ahead challenge for the Yanks.
I think it's easier to get more confidence when you're having results. So I think it's just gradually, as the season's gone on, more and more. But I think from the beginning of the year, I was confident in my ability.
Infielder Gleyber Torres had a three-hit night for New York, while starter Carlos Rodon gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 6 frames, striking out 9 KC batters. Royals catcher Salvador Perez was 4-for-4 with 3 RBI on the night, but it was not enough as the Royals are 3 games back in division, but still 2.5 up, sitting in the second AL wildcard slot.
The Orioles were on the wrong side of a one-sided game at Fenway Park. Red Sox outfielders Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill each homered twice in a 12-3 rout. Refsnyder also drove in 5 runs.
A lot of credit to the hitting department. They've stayed up countless hours trying to help me out, figure some stuff out. So it felt really, really good to kind of break through.
The Guardians, competing with the Orioles and Yankees for the American League's best record, played the team with baseball's worst record, the White Sox. Cleveland handed Chicago its 112th loss of the season, 5-3. Joey Cantillo, just recalled from the minors, had a perfect game going until 2 out in the 7th. He struck out 10 and gave up 2 hits in 7 innings for his first major league win.
We know how important that is to just get that win. A team win. So that was huge, just to win the game and the guys have fun, play some music, and have a good time.
The Twins, in possession of the final AL wildcard spot, were defeated by the Angels 6-2. The Phillies and Dodgers are now tied for the best overall record in the National League. The Phillies got a game-winning hit from the son of one of the greatest pitchers ever, as Mike Luongo reports.
Courtney Clemens' walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning gave the Phillies a 2-1 win over the Rays. Philadelphia led 1-0 when Tampa tied the contest on a leadoff pinch-hit home run by Brandon Lau. The game winner by Clemens was his second walk-off of his career.
You get limited opportunities, and you got to take advantage when you get them. And just having the mindset of, you know, I'm good enough to be here and I can contribute. has kind of pulled me through.
It also gave the Phillies their ninth walk-off win this season. Kyle Schwarber belted his 34th home run for the Phils.
The Dodgers slipped into the tie with the Phils after losing to the Cubs in Los Angeles 10-4. Here's AP's Mark Myers.
The Cubs continue to thrive in road games, beating the Dodgers 10-4 for their seventh consecutive win away from home. Cody Bellinger opened the scoring with a two-run first-inning home run off Walker Buehler, and Michael Busch had a 4-for-5 night at the plate with a homer and three RBIs. The Cubs totaled 16 hits. LA's Mookie Betts smacked a homer and knocked in three. Keegan Thompson was credited with the win in relief.
The Mets and Braves started to play tied for the final National League wildcard spot. The Mets are now a game up despite getting just three hits against the Blue Jays. New York edged Toronto 3-2, scoring the tying and go-ahead runs in the eighth inning on a wild pitch and pass ball. Eddie Alvarez, the Winter and Summer Olympic silver medalist who just joined the Mets, scored the winning run into the delight of Carlos Mendoza.
Everybody, you know, the whole 28 guys, and guys will continue to come through the clubhouse, and we'll find a way. I thought today was a good team win. When it was hard for us, we found a way to get one.
The Braves got only two hits and lost the makeup game of the Reds 1-0. Matt Olson had both hits for Atlanta.
We always want to stay aggressive, and you know, sometimes you're gonna have those innings, and came back to bite us today.
And in the one game with no impact on the postseason races, Paul Skeens gave up just one run and struck out 9 in 6 innings as the Pirates clipped the Marlins 3-2. Skeens raised his record to 10-2 and lowered his ERA to 2.10. Two prominent deaths relating to baseball on Monday. Ed Cranepool, who started his career as a 17-year-old with the 62 Mets and was a key member of the 1969 Miracle Mets World Series champions, passed away at the age of 79. The first baseman played 17 years for New York, making him the longest-tenured Met ever. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh with news on the loss of another man who touched generations of baseball fans, among others.
The baseball world is among many mourning the death of famed actor James Earl Jones. He played a prominent role in the world of baseball on the big screen. Jones gave the iconic "People Will Come" speech as Terrence Mann in the 1989 baseball movie Field of Dreams.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. Baseball has marked the time.
He also appeared in 1993 baseball film The Sandlot as Mr. Myrtle. Jones sang the national anthem at the 1993 MLB All-Star Game in Baltimore.
Tom Merriam, AP Sports.